the Powassan Voodoos broke open a one-goal game with 4 third-period tallies to defeat the Hearst Lumberjacks 7-3 Friday in Game 5 of their Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League East semifinal at Claude LaRosse Recreation Centre. With the outcome, the Voodoos take the best-of-seven series 4-1 and will now meet the Timmins Rock in the East Division final beginning next week. Notching the Knights' initial marker at 11:39 of the first frame, Powassan's Michael McLean led a rush up ice and dished a pass off to Raith Smith, who picked the short side corner on Hearst netminder Russ DeCoste, for his team-leading sixth goal of the playoffs. Banging in the equalizer just over 3 minutes later, the Lumberjacks' Alex McDonald banked in a rebound off a Cooper Moore attempt from the slot that went in off of Voodoo's starter Daniel Diricolo. Moving to the second stanza, the Voodoos went back in front when Carson Ritchie took a play wide and sent a low shot from a sharp angle that leaked through DeCoste as trickled across the goal line at 8:36. That resulted in Hearst opting to make a goaltending change, with backup Tristan Boileau entering in relief. Going ahead by 2, Powassan's Ryan Patrick pressured a turnover and found an open Dylan McElhinney in front, who went to his right and tucked in a low backhand. Battling back to within 1, Hearst's Matthew Comeau worked his way along the sideboards and sent a crisp feed in front that was snapped in by Moore at 15:40. Answering that 3 minutes into the third, the Voodoo's Matthew McMillan was gifted a giveaway at the Lumberjacks' line and skated in alone before sizzling a shot by Boileau. Pulling one back while up a skater, Comeau slammed one home from the left of Diricolo. However, the visitors countered at 8:24 courtesy of Zach Turner, who chose to shoot in finishing off a 2-on-1. The Voodoos then supplied some insurance with McElhinney banging in his second of the evening. They then secured the series with McLean scoring into an empty net from center ice.